Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and man, there's a lot happening between the B and the D, and this is the founder of Dash, which exists between the B and the D, David Gastelum. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
David Meltzer, thank you very much. I've been looking forward to being on the show. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I'm very happy to be here.
Well, it's kind of funny because I always tell people between the B and the D is where we live, and it's the C, the choices that we make. But you have changed my description between the birth and the death of the human experience, and it's the dash. The dash is between the B and the D now, not the C, and you are the founder of Dash, and Dash is, dare I say, a more beautiful way that we can remember those significant people that live between the B and the D, and your tagline, live your best dash, certainly resonates with me as I lost my mom this previous year. There's so many ways to utilize this terrific branding, but give me an idea of what inspired you to found Dash.
Well, first, you have my condolences for your mother, David, and we have to make her dash to honor your mom and make it a beautiful way to that she's remembered, that her dash is always remembered. So I took a unique path into software, into Dash. I used to be a Los Angeles firefighter. And for 23 years, outside of running into burning buildings, most of the calls that we would go to were emergency medical calls. Somebody would have a heart attack, a stroke. And oftentimes, people would die of old age, and we'd respond to their home or in hospice. And when you walk into their house, when I would see all the photos along the walls of their whole life. And I started to realize, like, and wonder what happens to all these photos after we're gone, after the funeral, this whole person's existence, their whole proof that they were here, everything they did. And I realized those photos ultimately end up in a box in storage somewhere. And I just thought, gosh, you know, that's tragic. So that would play out day in and day out in my career. Seeing death, people being forgotten was just another day at the office until a friend of mine got killed at work, died in line of duty training, Kelly Wong. He was 29 years old. He left a young 10-month-old baby at home with his young wife. And I wanted to make sure he was not forgotten. And at the funeral, I looked at a gravestone at the and just a random gravestone. I'm looking at the dates of birth and the death, the B and the D, like you said. And I looked at the little dash and I thought, gosh, after all is said and done, everything we do here is all you get is that little dash. And in my problem solver brain, firefighter problem solver brain kicked in. I thought, how can we fix that? You know, all these memories of these people walking in their houses came to me, you know, seeing all these photos, like, how could we get those photos on this gravestone so this person's existence is remembered and not forgotten? And then that was in 2017, and I had just been aware of a super barcode. I didn't know what it was called.
Yep.
Did some homework and realized it was a QR code and put two and two together, figured out, hey, here we are. And I retired from firefighting. And tested out basically the idea, the concept with some local funeral homes in Los Angeles. Actually have a partnership right now with the area funeral home. And we're doing some dashes now without the website being fully ready. We're doing analog dashes with manual services. And we've helped over 400 families. And we realize what business model fits and works, how we're getting our traction. And so, you know, it was just basically literally the journey was forged in fire.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was interesting too. Our CEO, who's younger, he was telling me when he graduated school that he was thinking about becoming a firefighter, and he went for a ride along. And unfortunately, their first stop on the ride along was an infant dying. And he said, you talk about that daily routine. He said, I couldn't believe it. They just were like, okay, next call. And he said, I can't do this because of, you know, that humanization that so many of our first responders have to dehumanize from themselves in order to serve and protect and to be of assistance. So there's three things I wanted to talk about in your mission. One is where we started, where you were just so gracious about honoring my mom. And there's a great, as I get emotional about it, to honor people that have had a, you know, an amazing influence on you, and to be grateful and a remind of the honor to be grateful for those people. As I'm sure your friend at 29, his wife and family want to honor that person. What are some of the ways that Dash honors the people who have passed?
Well, first, David, that's beautiful. It sounds like your mom was amazing and she did an amazing job and she made a big impact on your life. You're blessed. Sounds like.
Thank you. Yeah, I was. And my five siblings, so blessed.
Yeah, so Dash is the website that helps honor people in an easy, beautiful way. And how it does it is essentially makes it really easy for anyone to, when the website is ready, to go on the website, type in a text box, and create their, basically put their video memory of their loved one onto a physical object, like a keepsake, possibly an urn, a gravestone, a memento, a bronze plaque, a bench, a memorial, a brick, a paver, any sort of monument like that, where we want to be able to digitize that.
Yeah.
So and, you can honor them.
And the second component in the mission is beyond honoring them, there's a preservation process. You talked about boxes full of photos. I have in my garage boxes full of photos of many people that I would love not only to honor, but I would love to experience in preserving the legacy, the stories, the lessons that need to have reminders. What is connected to, as you honor these lives on the stones and in the structures and the benches, but that emotional component of preserving a legacy, what can you attach to that honor that would preserve the legacy of the person?
As far as making sure it's preserved or persisting it.
Yeah, like today, you know, it's more than just photos. There's, you can put their scrapbooks and their poems and videos. And so it's a little bit different than, yeah, we could just preserve their Instagram and get a preservation of their legacy.
Right. Yes. So initially photos, video clips of their life, audio, and, any content that you want to put in there to remember them. And that's how we're starting now. And we have a bigger roadmap that uses artificial intelligence to bring that person's existence to life. And yeah, we're really excited about that, but that's a bigger, heavier lift that takes a little more capital.
Which leads into the creating a lasting impact where you can actually have a conversation with like my kids could have a conversation with their grandmother, and utilizing technology today with the content that we have preserved in that legacy, as well as honoring her, we now can have an interactive Dash experience that can, you know, create a lasting impact to carry energetic as well as genetic inheritance, which sometimes goes missing in the antiquated models that we had. Today, can you share with me a story about a family, one of those 400 families that you helped that maybe touched you in a different way?
Yes. In the analog process, I would have to oftentimes work face to face with families, and one family in particular had lost their dad. He was in his 50s, and just to see the love and the care from the family really was the wind in my sails to keep going. Because is in this journey of trying to get a startup going, you got peaks and valleys. You have some things that will discourage you. You see maybe some new competitor come along with funding, and it Like they're doing stuff that we thought about 4 years ago, but they, you know, execution, right? But in those valleys, in particular with this particular family, seeing their kids love their dad and being grateful for what we did for them, and seeing just their eyes light up when they scan the dash, the QR code, that just was in that particular moment was wind in my sails to see their gratefulness, to see the love that they have for their dad, and to know that we were a part in making sure his memory is always remembered in a really cool way.
Well, in March, we're going to assist you on that execution. We are allowing the public and everyone that sees the episode on Cheddar to participate, to be a part of this legacy, to fund this legacy. Give me an idea of how people can participate beyond watching the episode on Cheddar, the number one show on Cheddar. Go fund yourself. What can we do to participate to fund this project, to be a part where we can make a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun?
Yes, when the show airs, there will be a link that people can call to action, basically QR code that'll be able to scan, and it'll take them to a funding portal where they'll be able to give to their heart's desire to help us get across the finish line and do some of the things that we have envisioned and some of the beautiful things that we're working on now. It's pretty exciting.
And what excites you most as we finish up with the pipeline of different technologies that exist today, where you can turn the tables on some of those competitors that invested in antiquated ideas and antiquated technologies that you came up with 4 years ago? You now can use this funding to fund the latest and the greatest, which exponentially has capabilities that they didn't even imagine. What's in the pipeline with this funding? Do you know how much you're going to raise and what it's going to be used for?
Yes. Well, getting things done. To get things done that we have imagined and envisioned that several years ago we dreamed up, and now we're starting to see products come out and technologies come out that can easily, with a minimal amount of funding, bring to market. And so we're trying to raise $5 million. And with that, we'll be able to build an amazing AI-powered photo cloud, which in 2026 marks the 200th anniversary of the first ever photo. It's the oldest living photo. It was taken in 1826. And our vision is to bring to market an amazing AI-powered cloud, photo cloud, where we would network people's photos at events, family dinners, Thanksgiving, holidays, so that they can step into their photos and the AI would regenerate in an immersive 360-degree experience so that we build our memories while we're living our dash. But also, when someone does pass on, a loved one, we'll be able to leverage this amazing AI photo technology to be able to have an immersive experience with our loved one.
The dash, the time between the B and the D, the dash, it's beautiful, easier, and dare I say, cooler way to be remembered. I want everybody to remember one thing, that we only get one dash, and we want to live our best dash so others can capture it and utilize it for the love, our family, the dreams in our entire life, in a way to honor the people in our lives, preserve their legacy, and create lasting impact. The incredible founder at Dash, David Gastelum, I appreciate everything that you do. We look forward to March and seeing you on Cheddar and raising that $5 million to create a better world between the B and the D. Thanks for joining me. I'm David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.